But basically this. So, all the dinosaurs are women. And if you watch this from the lens of the dinosaurs being black women, then it's an especially powerful liberation film. There are several classifications of dinosaur, which we can think about when we're watching the film. So you have most omnivores within this film, like the Triceratops and the Brachiosaur. You know, they're just like regular black women who like, they're not, you know, they're not in the fight. They just want to like live. They just want to get along. And then you have two different classes of carnivores. So the Velociraptor and the Diplosaurus, mm-hmm. the one with like the thing that goes like this.
I bet that.
They're the extreme radicals within the film. They believe that the white people represent the plague and that they should all be destroyed.
Oh my goodness. Oh wow.
And so their goal within this film is to just kill all of them and anyone who supports them. So there are two black deaths in the film. But because they are black radicals, they don't show, you don't see the complete demise of the two black people who die within the film. You just know that they're dead. Right? The first one you see a bit of it, but you don't see all of it. And the second one we don't see at all. You'll know when it's coming. And so I like to attribute the Velociraptors in particular to Nanny of the Maroons, and she is a Jamaican radical who was a military genius who fought the British Empire in Jamaica. And she was a military whiz. So especially like the main Velociraptor, that's her, right?
The badass one.
Yeah. So the T-Rex, it will kill white people who get in its way, but it mostly just wants the white people off the island, right? So at the end of the film, there is the conflict between the Velociraptor and the T-Rex, which could be seen as sort of, you know, a conflict between like very far radicals and less radical folk. I like to attribute the T-Rex to a type of Winnie Mandela, right? Fierce, tough, will fuck a motherfucker up. But then at the same time, she just wants peace. She just wants them to like mind their own business, get off their land, and so that they can live happily ever after, right? As the herbivores are the masses, the T-Rex is also sort of like, you know, the representative of sort of a benevolent leader, in a way, of all the black folk. And I will only describe one white character in this short little talk beforehand, and it's Ellie Sattler, who is the white female scientist. And you see within the film how she's enamored with the dinosaur. She loves the dinosaur. She loves how it looks. She loves how it moves. And she is technically a white ally, but she's a white ally who didn't move into the next phase of becoming a true accomplice. So she does help a sick dinosaur, but then later on within the film, she makes a reference about how, you know, they're uncontrollable and too wild.
Yep.
Which is very, you know, which is literally the trope of the angry black woman.
Exactly.
Yes. And when we see, you know, we'll see Uncle Tom in the form of Samuel Jackson. And there's one other sort of racialized trope within the film, and that is they try to feed the T-Rex a goat. So especially Caribbean black people and their love for goat is also something that plays within the film. I think it's very funny also too is that this is directed by, you know, Steven Spielberg, but it's interesting, you know, that, you know, in the view of that the two black people who are killed we don't see, and I like to attribute that to the fact that he is married to a black woman.
Ooh, yeah. Shit, I didn't even know that.
So these are just some notes. There are other tropes and there's other things that go along with the white people within the film. Feel free to call them out while we're watching it. I don't want to talk much about any of the white characters because that's not what this is about. That is sort of my black feminist, my black queer feminist. And so they're all women, right? And like, and then this only applies to the first one because it all goes to shit when, you know, some of the dinosaurs turn to men. Gets complicated.
Okay.
So this analysis only really works for Jurassic Park, the original. I would not really pull this into the other films. And that's kind of like my little very short rundown of looking at this through radical queer feminist line.